Good morning, everyone. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and I'm thankful that you are joining me today for this radio program. This week, we're talking about running the Christian race and how that we are surrounded as we run the race up there in the grandstands. We're surrounded by all kinds of people who have gone before us who would encourage us. That's what Hebrews 12 paints the picture of when it says, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses," it says, "let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us and run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." We're talking about various reasons that someone might give for not running the Christian race, and noticing how that for every excuse that we may offer, there's someone in the grandstands up there who takes that excuse away from us. For example, if someone says, "Well, I would have run the Christian race, but sexual temptation was just too strong." Well, that's right. It's strong. I think about Jeremiah 5, verse 7 and 8, where God said that his people had become like well-fed, lusty stallions who neighed after their neighbor's wife. And he said that Israel would sniff at the wind and her desire. All of those are references to the animal world, and all of us know how that works. I'm a deer hunter, and I've seen bucks just go crazy. They lose their senses. They throw away all their wisdom during the time of the rut because they're doing what whitetail bucks do. But we must understand that we're not whitetail bucks. We are not mere animals. But what's sad is I've seen men, and I may add women too, who are made in the image of God, just kind of go crazy and throw away all their wisdom, and they don't care what it will cost them. This relationship they want may cost a man his wife, his children, maybe his own life, and ultimately his soul, and yet he seems not to care. In Proverbs, the 7th chapter, beginning in verse 21, Proverb warns about us getting carried away in that kind of way. Proverbs 7 and verse 21, "With her enticing speech she caused him to yield. With her flattering lips she seduced him. And immediately he went after her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Till an arrow struck his liver, and as a bird hastens to the snare, he did not know that it would take his life. Now therefore listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths. For she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chambers of death." And so there is the warning to stay away from those sexual temptations. And for someone who tries to say, "Well, it was just too strong." Wait a minute. Look up there in the stands. You know who I see? Up there in the stands, there's Joseph. And if he can run his race and withstand fierce sexual temptation, then we can too. Do you remember in Joseph's life, he was in Potiphar's household, and the Bible says that Potiphar's wife cast longing eyes for Joseph. And she said to Joseph, "Day by day, lie with me." And yet Joseph would not heed her. Verse 11 of Genesis 39 says, "It happened about this time when Joseph went inside to do his work, and none of the men of the house were inside, that she caught him by his garment and said, 'Lie with me.' But he left his garment in her hand, and he fled, and he ran outside." And that's literally what one may have to do. That is, flee fornication. And that's exactly what Joseph did. He ran from it. I heard of a man once who was in a period of war, and he was there when someone brought in a lot of women who would service these men. There were houses set up where these women would be stationed. And the man said, "That's literally what I would do. I remembered that the Bible said to flee fornication. And so as I was on my way to where I had to be, I would go by those houses. And when I knew I was approaching those houses, I would literally run." And he said, "I found that it was hard to run and lust at the same time." And so let's put aside that excuse. Yes, sexual temptation is strong, but we can run that race. Joseph resisted, and he's up there in the stand saying, "Run on, run on, run away from the danger. Do whatever you have to do to keep yourself where you are not vulnerable." Thank you so much for listening today. We'll begin to look at some more things tomorrow. We want to invite you to the worship services of the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, and we meet on Sundays at 9:30 for Bible class, 10:20 for worship, and 5 o'clock for our evening service, and then Wednesdays at 7. We'd sure love for you to come and be with us any opportunity that you have. We're just simply trying to take our Bibles and live by what we read, and we could use your encouragement to do that, and we'd certainly try to encourage you to do the same. A friendly welcome awaits you. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.